Hundreds of Sudanese refugees who just arrived at Doro Refugee Transit Center last week from Sudan's Blue Nile State say life in Sudan is very challenging. 41-year-old James Shukunan, a father of 10, is among the latest group of refugees who fled from Sudan.
There is war. The war has destroyed all that we had. It has destroyed our livelihood. Some of our children have been killed and our belongings have been looted. That's why we left our hometown and came here. There is nothing there for us to eat.
Shukunan says he worked with his family for 10 days before arriving at the transit center in Maban, where he received a blanket, a mosquito net, and some food. 19-year-old Ngash Idris is another refugee from Kurumuk. He says intense fighting reached his area at night, forcing him and his parents to flee to South Sudan.
We left Kurumuk just because of ongoing fighting there. They started fighting at night and extended to our area. I had to run with nothing but my own empty hands. I didn't take anything with me, not even an old cloth. I just flee like that.
Richard Wani, a coordinator with International Aid Agency, Relief International, says women and children continue to arrive from Sudan.
In total, we have 80,523 new arrivals, and in which on a weekly basis we are receiving 100 people coming. And these are mostly children and women. The stories that we are hearing from them, they are saying that the war is intensifying and hence they are looted and their relatives are killed. That's why they left the Blue Nile corridor and they come here.
He says the continuous influx of refugees from Sudan has overstretched the capacity of aid agencies helping refugees in Maban County. Honor Stephen, Upper Nile State Assistant Commissioner at the Commission for Refugees Affairs, says Maban is hosting tens of thousands of Sudanese refugees.
Within these four camps, we have, you know, Nkaya is one of the camp, which is far a little bit from the town, almost 27. And then if you talk about Batil camps, Batil is 75 above. And then Jendrasa 20,000 refugees. The largest refugees camps, which is it is 80,000. Still, the numbers is not exactly as I mentioned. We are receiving refugees every time, every day. Refugees from the other side of Blue Nile, they also come. People of Jumjums, this just comes last month, and they continue to come in. We'll fix the exact number of the refugees population, and once also they have settled and the crisis has gone to normalization.
Stephen says about 10,000 Sudanese refugees are stranded in Reng for more than 4 months after a road connection between Reng and Maban was cut off due to floods in the area. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.